Continuing with our look at Surah Al-Isra, we will conclude today with a summary of the surah. So, surah number 17, it's got two names, Isra, which is the night journey, and Bani Israel, which is the children of Israel. We divided the surah into 10 sections, 111 ayat. The first section, we looked at consolation and elevation to the Prophet through the night journey, through the journey of Isra wal Mi'raj. In the second section, which is ayah 2 to 8, we looked at the history of Bani Israel, and in particular, they had two rises and two falls. Their elevation, their rises, only came with divine messengers. Then we looked at the psyche of the human being. What does the human being do to get into such a state? Well, he prays for evil, thinking he's praying for good. He rushes to judgment. He wants instant gratification. There is a bird's eye view of his deeds around his neck, which will be revealed on the day of Qiyamah. Worldly action, selfishness, is a cause of agitation in Jahannam, while deeds linked to the hereafter, in other words, selflessness, are immortal. Then we see the basics in section 4, ayah 23 to 39, where is the Quranic version of the Ten Commandments. There was obedience to the Creator, respect to parents, responsibility towards relations, the needy and the refugees, not to be stingy nor wasteful, not to kill children for fear of poverty, to conduct relationships with the right way. Not to take a life, to protect the property of orphans, not to speak without knowledge. And it ends with not to be arrogant. And we find it is this arrogance that continues to ayah 40 to 60, which is our fifth section, which is about the rejecters of revelations. There is a barrier between them and the Quran because of their arrogance, and they do not want to approach revelation with intellectual humility. And then the first beginnings of arrogance. And in section 6, we find a whole section on Shaitan, who refuses to obey Allah because he finds himself thinking that he is better than Adam because he is created out of fire and Adam is created out of clay. It continues into the next section where Allah asks a rhetoric question in section 7, which is ayah 66 to 77. Do you feel safe, whether you are on land or sea or in the air? And it ends with, every human being will be raised with their imam and given their autobiography to read. Well, in section 8, ayah 78 to 100, we find how to get close to Allah. And the three things we have is salah, we have tahajjud, salatul layl or namaz al-shab, and the recitation of Quran. But then we find that the rejectors of this revelation place some ludicrous demands to be able to believe. And in the section after that, in section 9, Allah is literally saying that we gave Musa 9, or rather gave Fir'aun through Musa 9 clear signs, and yet he still didn't believe. So even if you get these signs, if you get your ludicrous demands, it's going to make no difference at all. And finally, the last section, which is the attributes of Allah, his praise and declaring his perfection. So orders to call upon him through his attributes, which we will now look at from now onwards, and to be able to praise him, to declare his perfection, to declare his greatness. And it started off with Subhan. So basically it was Tasbihat the Arba, Subhanallahi, Walhamdulillahi, Wala ilaha illallahu, Wallahu Akbar. So in a nutshell, the focus of the surah is on Al-Isra, the Prophet's tour of the universe, summary of the 2,000 years of the history of Bani Israel, the Quranic version of the Ten Commandments, closeness to divinity through salah, through tahajjud, through Quran, and Asma'ul Husna. So we conclude through the Al-Isra, and inshallah we will begin Asma'ul Husna from tomorrow. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.